The Gemara says that Shalo Tamidov is Rabbi Elizabeth ben Shemua b'meh havachta yamim. And one of the things that he says is, Lunosati kapi below bracha. So, Shalo is bothered. What does it mean, Lunosati kapi below bracha? Every kohen who duchens makes a bracha before. So the Rav said that the answer is, it wasn't that he just made a bracha. He was the one who instituted making bracha on the Siyas Kapayim. And he said, why wasn't there a bracha before because of mitzvah? Because any mitzvah that is defined within the coordinate system of bracha, we don't make a bracha on. So, for example, we don't make a bracha on benching. We don't make a bracha on a bracha. We don't make a bracha on davening, on Shmoneh Esrei, because it itself is a kiyum bracha. And the proof to this, the Rav quoted, was that the Baal HaMor says in Rosh Hashanah that we don't make a bracha on when Shofar was part of the Shmoneh Esrei alone on Rosh Hashanah, the Tefillah, there was no bracha before. And the Baal HaMor claims that the kios before the Tefillah, before Musaf, which were in the what we call the Tekiyos Miyushuv, that was only instituted after Chasimus HaTalmud. And it's only then that they instituted the bracha. But when it was part of the Shemoneh Esrei, they didn't make a bracha. And the Rav said, because of this principle again, we don't make a bracha on a bracha. And so he said, on the Siyas Kapayim, there would not have been a Birkas HaMitzvah. Because it's integrated into the Shemoneh Esrei. But Lashman Shul instituted it because he wanted to emphasize one special theme. And for that, it warranted instituting a special because of mitzvah for Nesiyas Kapayim. And for that merit of instituting the bracha, for that he was Ma'arich Yomim.